Whereas in the sutras where it's, a bhikkhu asks that how does one then not grasp the sense of features?
Uh-huh.
And then through practice of the four conditions of mind?
That's a good question. It certainly would, but that, in terms of that first, it'd be interesting to see. One is just, that sense of, by maintaining that mindfulness and seeing it as an object of mindfulness, as opposed to the signs and features in terms of the signs of what are the signs and features that are conducive to liking, attraction, or disliking, aversion, then one's not holding on to those features, but one is paying attention, because it could also be in the sense of, one is in terms of an object of mindfulness, the other is in terms of an object of the three characteristics, object of the benefit, the drawback, the way out, or rather than its signs and features, but its characteristic in terms of a causal process. So there's many different aspects. So that's more like yoniso manasikara, as opposed to specific to the four. Of course, the four foundations of mindfulness are integral, but it's not. I wouldn't say it's limited to that.
I was just thinking too that to grasp it, the signs and features requires that you kind of filter out all the other stuff that's not attractive.
Yeah.
Those specific kind of attention.
Yes. I mean, grasp its signs and features that are actually line up with one's preferences. if one really saw it in a bigger picture, then of course that is it's the whole point, is seeing it from a bigger picture.